Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. God, we just appreciate everything that you've done. Thank you for your blessings and for all of the miracles.
Yes,
Lord. On this prayer line. God, I so say yes to you.
Yes, Lord.
Say yes to your will and yes to your way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right. In the name of Jesus, we're praying. Everything we're praying, please know that we're praying it. In the name of Jesus. We just ask that you stretch out your mighty hand over the prayer line.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh God, forgive all sin. Sin of commission. Sin of omission. Let your people surrender their whole lives to you. Bind the devil on every hand.
Cast him out in the name of
Jesus. Bind him and cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as you look on the people, grant every heart's desire, we pray. Yeah, my.
Oh, God.
Was in the way of righteousness, we pray.
And it's Lord.
Draw us nearer to thee, O God. Bless us with your wisdom and with your knowledge.
Yes,
Lord. Teach us, Lord.
Yes, to you will. Yes, you will.
Grant us ultra awesome blessings from you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Abide with us, Lord. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us.
Thank you
for being there. I pray that you give us a greater anointing. Because it's the anointing that destroys the yokes.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you bless your people economically. Shake the chuck tree in heaven and bring them out of economic shortages.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Comfort them.
Yes. Thank you.
Give them all their needs and God supply their desires, their wants.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We pray that you created all of us a clean heart.
Yes,
renew the right spirit.
Yes,
Lord. Pray that you decrease more of self and increase more of you. More of you, God. Endow us with your power from on high. Pray that you grant your grace and grant your mercy.
Yes.
Finish the work that you started in us, in Jesus' name. Have your way in our souls.
Lord, have your way.
Increase our faith, Lord. Thank you for your justification through your love through Jesus. Thank you. Keep us in the center of your will.
Thank you.
Let your grace abide in us and let your anointing flow, we pray. Ask you to meet every need. Bless. Let this be an ultra awesome day for you. Oh God, give us what to say, what to do it, how to say it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for it. Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And amen. Amen. Oh.
Amen.
What is here? He's in the atmosphere. Thank God for what he's done.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many love the Lord?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
On this line, have enough common sense to know that the Lord has been good to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of y'all are sitting there and you ain't saying nothing. I asked you a question. How many of y'all know that the Lord has been good to you?
Amen. Amen. I do.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Lord,
amen.
Praise
amen. Amen.
Lord, is good. Amen.
On it. Thank you, Lord.
Have on the line. Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, Lord.
Oh, praise
love you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah. You hear it? You know, it originated from First Fruits.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. We want to see what level your praise is on. When you wake up in the morning, it's a wonderful time. I believe God listens to your praise.
Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Amen.
Oh, God.
And if God, if you realize that God has been good to you.
Oh, God, thank you.
And you praise him. Let's see. Praise check. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Logically, because it's a scientific age, And it's very, very important. You can't go to them and start speaking in tongues. They won't hear you. They'll think you're crazy. You got to know what you're talking about, know how to explain it, and know how to back it up. So if you would allow me, not as though I didn't know nothing and don't really know nothing except what the Holy Ghost has shown me and taught me. And I've been with him, and he has shown me and taught me a lot of things. Amen. It is true that in the Word of God, when I believe it says that he will teach you all things in John, I believe that's John 6, but the Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that tells you who he is right there.
Amen.
Whom the Father will send in my name, it says he. We call the Holy Ghost a it. That's not even Bible. Call the Holy Ghost he. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Now, that's just part of what he does. It's not who he is. It's what he does. Whatsoever I have said unto you, that's what Jesus was saying to his disciples in John 14, 26. Now, I believe yesterday I painted the picture of the context of what was happening around the time that Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost that would be sent by the Father to the disciples. These people were distraught. Yeah. And this is before he went to Calvary. After Calvary, I'm saying they were distraught then. Before he went to Calvary, he was teaching them what they should do, giving them instructions. That's like a great, great father teaches and instructs what they need to do after he's gone. And he tells them what to do, and to preach the gospel. He didn't say preach a lot of the stuff that people are preaching nowadays. He never said that. He told them specifically to preach the gospel, that he came, that he healed the sick, raised the dead, did a wonderful, ultra awesome ministry here on this earth. And then he was condemned to die and went to Calvary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hung him on the cross. He stayed there on the cross and didn't say a mummy word. He could have come down, but he died on the cross for you and for me. And they buried him, stayed in the grave Friday, Saturday, rose on Sunday morning. Amen. That we might have a right to eternal life. Amen. Told them to preach the gospel. That's what Jesus told them. And all this other stuff has been added by man. Yeah, man has added this. Let me tell you something. Anytime you follow man, you're going to have some problems. You have to follow. If a man is following Jesus, all right. But if he's on his own, you'll have problems. Man is trying to create things. He can't create nothing. Yeah. Everything that has already been created by the Father, and the Word was there, which is the Son and the Holy Ghost. So we're following Jesus. Now, I was telling you that these disciples, after Jesus died, they were distraught. They were heartbroken. Their hero had died. Yeah. They were just bruised and wounded. They couldn't believe it. They had seen him raise Jairus' daughter from the dead, some of them. And they had seen him raise others from the dead. And here he is. That's why son, I don't think it was the disciples, but those enemies of Jesus were shouting, you saved others, save yourself. In other words, you're so big and you're so bad, you doing all these miracles, why don't you do something for yourself? I'm just trying to paint the story of how they really were looking at him on the cross. And Jesus knew that the word had to be fulfilled, so he did not come down. Stayed in that grave, was buried, stayed in the grave. Now, they were distraught, so they needed a helper. You ever lost a loved one? These folks had lost the most precious loved one in their lives. They lost Jesus. That's just the way they felt. They lost Jesus, hurting, bruised. You lost your brother, lost your sister, lost your daddy and mama. Weren't you hurt and bruised? And so they were hurt and bruised. They needed some help. And Jesus, knowing all things before he died, looked and saw how they would be. And so he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I know you're going to be hurting. I know you're going to be wounded and bruised. I'm going to send you, the Father, rather, is going to send you a helper. He's going to send you the Holy Ghost. They remembered in all of their bereavement that he had said this. And he had said, and so this helped to comfort them when they realized that he had said that he would send help. Luke 2:49, and behold, I shall send the promise of my Father upon you. But he said, you know, don't be in such a big hurry. You may have to wait on it. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until it comes, until you are endued with power, till it overcomes you. Yeah, I'm on high. See, so they're already in Jerusalem, and Jesus dies, and they remember some of the things. See, that was the Holy Ghost helping them right then. What does it say? He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things what I have told you. So the Holy Ghost is reminding them, go to the upper room and tarry, that you may be endowed with power or endued with power. They go there and they begin to tarry, and all of a sudden, a sound comes from heaven. It's not from the devil. This sound is from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Acts 2:4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And began to speak with other tongues. Amen. And that's the word of God. There are some reformations that will read everything else in the Bible, but they don't want to go there. The whole Bible is good for you. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. See, this is a miracle, man. This is something totally unusual that only the Lord could do. If you believe that he opened the Red Sea so that the children of Israel could pass across, why can't you believe that he's able to give cloven tongues like as of fire, and that it was able to sit upon each of them? Tongues. If you believe that your friend or somebody, your bishop can speak in two or three languages, why can't you believe that the Holy Ghost can send cloven tongues, and each one of them, it sits on each one of them? Amen. He can. He's the creator of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He would know every language on the face of this earth.
Amen.
Yeah. And he can speak to you and sit up on each one of you and give you a tongue to speak in. Got so many. Yeah, he can do that. We say, but I've been saved 40 years. I ain't never spoken in tongues. Well, maybe you haven't asked the Lord. Maybe you haven't wanted to speak in tongues. He's a gentleman. He's not going to come on you and force you to speak in tongues. You've got to want him more than anything in the whole wide world. But tongues are a sign that the Holy Ghost has fallen. Yeah. Yeah. Believe on the Lord Jesus as the scripture has said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I heard people say, it just came out, oh, in my belly, all down in my belly. And I opened my mouth and I began to speak in tongues. Yeah. He can speak. You're a human being. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're able to talk. You're able to see and hear. Why you think the Holy Ghost? Yeah. You're a person. You're able to see, hear, talk, smell. You think the Holy Ghost can't talk when he's the third person of the Trinity? Yeah. He sees, he knows. He got more sense than you got. Got more wisdom than you got. Yeah. If you want wisdom, ask him God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and he shall. Listen, he can speak, and he uses people to speak through them. Well, how can that be so? Well, why don't you be fair with the Lord? A lot of y'all he has used, well, let me change it over. A lot of y'all the devil has used to speak. What about the time you cuss so-and-so out? Who you think use you to speak? And if the devil use your tongue and you cuss them out, what about the time you didn't have no business telling your loved one off? What about that? Who you think use you? And if the devil use you, why do you think if you open your mouth, God can't speak to you? He will speak. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. So the key to that is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Let me answer, if I got a moment here, let me answer a few questions I'm going to ask myself. All right. Dr. Jonathan, I believe in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. But let me ask you this. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? If the answer is yes, then you're the happiest person on the face of the earth if you got the Holy Ghost. But I want to encourage you to seek a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if the answer is no, you haven't received the Holy Ghost since you believe, then that's the answer to what's missing in your life. You got a chasm. You got a gulf. You don't even know what it is. It's a chasm. It's a gulf. You need the Holy Ghost. You've been saved. You accepted Christ as the disciples had. They were saved. They accepted Christ. They followed him. They became Christians first at Antioch. Yeah. But they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. They were with Jesus, right there with them, but they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. Prove it. Well, just look at Peter. He was one of Jesus' right-hand men, but when Judas came and kissed him, and the soldiers came, he got so mad he took the sword and cut the man's ear off. See, the Holy Ghost will keep you. So they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. They were with Jesus. They accepted him as their Lord and Savior. In other words, we have accepted Christ, but if you haven't received the Holy Ghost since you believed, then that's the answer to why it's so difficult for you to live saved. Because the Holy Ghost is the keeper. Yeah, he's the keeper. And see, those disciples have been saved, you might say, like they say nowadays, born again. And many of you have been saved, born again, but you never have, you never accepted the fullness, the Holy Ghost. But you can understand this. You can understand on your job you got levels. Yeah, you started out on the entry level, and you've been trying to move up ever since. Why? Why, when you got saved, why wouldn't you want to move up? There is something else. That something is receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you got refillings of the Holy Ghost, as I said a while ago. So, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost since you believe, then you're lacking. You got a chasm. You got a gap in your heart and your mind and your soul as a Christian. You need the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. Now,
yeah.
Let me say this to you. I'm taking my time here. What is the Holy Ghost? Dr. Johnson, you say I need it, but what is the Holy Ghost? Well, let me just say it to you like the scripture. Amen. The Bible tells us in John 14:6 with the Holy Ghost. I could go to the Greek and explain all that. Hagios, Numa, that blameless and consecrated Spirit of Christ, who never sinned, who knows all things, who can help you in all things. You need the Holy Ghost. But the Bible tells us in John 14:26, Jesus was telling the disciples, but the Comforter. And then he said, which is the Holy Ghost? There it is right there. There's the definition. Who can give a better definition of the Spirit of Christ better than Jesus? John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Well, why did he call him the Comforter? Because he knew the state that they would be in, broken, bruised, wounded. They would need comforting. The Father is going to send y'all the Comforter. I know you're going to need help to make it through what you'll be going through after my death. I want y'all to realize that I'm going to get up, but I see you right after I die on the cross, and they take me down and put me in the grave. I see you. You're going to need somebody to help you through this, because otherwise y'all will scatter like crazy. He's dead now. He's dead. There's no hope. You see, I see all this in the future. I see y'all. Y'all going to need a comforter to help you make it. And the Father is going to send it to you. So he's going to send you what? He's going to send you the Holy Ghost. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He reminded them that he would teach them all things, bring everything to remember. Whatever I have told you is the, in the Greek, they called him the Parakletos. Now, here's the key right here. In the Greek, they call him Parakletos. What does that mean? That's translated the helper. The helper. See, like here in America, we have a court. You go in the court, you need a lawyer. You need a helper to help you